The following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian Bee Jermaine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the scene where it was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I'll tell you, that's a Canadian hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for XXX movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
Gonna be a rough trip. Are you big and bad enough to handle it?
Although the effect on living organisms is not yet known, people are being advised to remain indoors whenever possible, especially those in high altitude areas where the sun's rays would be naturally stronger.
Hello, dog. I told you that sound seemed damn peculiar today. God send the plague down on us because we're just a bunch of no good fellas.
Sure out of that, Sam.
Something strange in the woods, and I don't know what it is. Well, these city folks sure wouldn't take much of panicking.
Damn it, Doc, get out of here!
Hello everyone and welcome back to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production of the Super Network and Pop4D. This is the podcast where we go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find a random film to do an audio commentary for. This is episode 36 and we are the number one Tubi-related podcast hosted by two Australians and a Canadian. I am your host, of course, Bead the Terrible Aussie. And of course, with me as always are my two co-hosts. First up, of course, is the one, the only, Marcy of Evil. Hello, Marcy, how are you?
Hello. It is the spooky season, so.
Indeed, it is. Hello, this is Vincent Price, and I'm here to tell you all that this episode, this month of Tubi Tuesday's podcast will be an all horror podcast, because the episodes will all be horror movies, even though, unfortunately, I'm not in any of them. Okay, Vincent, thanks for chiming in. Is it okay? Goodbye.
It's more of an Alan Rickman voice than a Vincent Price voice.
That is true. That probably was Alan Rickman coming back from the dead to play Vincent Price.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Indeed. But of course, our second co-host is the one, the only Professor Batch of horror. Hello, Batch. How are you?
Good Brother Batch is again. I guess that'll be Halloween version of Batch. Good Brother Batch is here.
Good Brother Batch,
bandana in hand, ready for combat on the Achievement War over Pop4D with my co-host Marcy here.
Yeah,
who's kicking my ass as of time of recording.
Yeah,
but another Tubi Tuesday, powered by this week of what's Batch smoking? Wedding yes. Poop from
Wedding Poop.
Wedding Poop is what from the B Green. It is a hybrid that leans more towards an indica. It is at 25% with 3% terpenes. So,
indeed, but not actual wedding poop, though. Just to clarify to our audience,
no,
you didn't go to someone's wedding and found a piece of poop and then started smoking it.
Depends. You know, sometimes some of that stuff is pretty expensive, so you gotta get
exactly. Exactly, yeah. But yes, you have to share the wedding poop throughout this whole episode.
Yes,
smoke.
Yep.
Smoke.
What are we watching this week, dude?
Indeed. This is, of course, our horror month here at the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And yes, like Vincent Price said before, this whole month will be dedicated to only horror films that we're watching from Tubi. After this one, though, I just thought, because, you know, we've done a couple of different types of horror films in the past. We've done, like, slashers. We've done the weird thing, movies with, like, weird children in them. And we also done, like, Italian ripoff films, but one type of film I know we haven't done yet is animal attack films.
No, we haven't.
And, And they're always a source of a lot of fun. So for this episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, since I'm the one picking the film this week, I decided to go for the mecca of killer animal movies. And that, of course, is Day of the Animals, also known as What It's Like Living in Australia on a Daily Basis, where every animal wants to kill you.
See, it's a good thing we didn't tell you-know-who about it, because if anybody would want to be on this podcast, it would have been Craven, because he knows a thing or two about fighting animals.
Yes, that's
indeed,
true.
Indeed.
Well, he is not invited.
Exactly.
You may show up, but he's never invited.
That's the thing, though. I was like, Vicky, what kind of killer animal film should I pick? Should I pick something that had to kill a crocodile or kill a bear or, I don't know, kill a salamander? I'm not exactly sure. But I'm thinking Day of the Animals is interesting because it's every animal wants to kill people in this movie. So we get a whole
bunch of... Every animal is at fuck this shit o'clock.
Exactly. And I thought it'd be the perfect film for my pick for this Horror Month edition of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. But before we get started, though, the ground rules, as we usually say at the beginning of each episode, what you need to do is go to Tubi, look for the film Day of the Animals, and we're going to be starting the film from the very start, so I'll count us down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But I'm pretty sure if Day of the Animals is not available in your area of the world on Tubi, or you don't have a copy of this film anywhere, I'm pretty sure the commentary itself will still be a fun listen to regardless. Although, if you do have a DVD or Blu-ray of this film, you can also listen to our commentary that way as well.
You could take us up on our offer that we have with Surfshark and go to surfshark.deals/supernetwork and get 81% off a VPN, and you can access all the Tubi libraries from all the different countries, and you can find Day of the Animals or any of the films we've done if they're still on Tubi. So
indeed. And of course, that's the best way to do it. So definitely look into our and sign up to our awesome exclusive sponsorship with Surfshark. However, though, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So whenever an ad does pop up during the film, we'll shout out ad, and then once the ad is finished, we'll let you know, and then that way you can restart the film again. So if you're watching the movie elsewhere rather than on Tubi. So, let's get straight to it. Now, Marcy and Batch, are you ready to spend a day with some killer animals?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let me start this. Then, yes, I will be.
Yes.
I got a feeling I'm going to need it this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Going to have to need that smoke.
Yep. And we'll also give timestamps just in case people are watching it on Tubi and there's ads at different points. But, yeah, I mean, as Batch says, other podcasts would edit that out, but we want you to have the full Tubi experience.
If we have to suffer, you have to suffer as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I almost forgot about the timestamps thing, so thanks for mentioning that, Marcy, because that's always very important, because that way at least our audience can know when exactly to put their film so that it can be in sync with the show.
Exactly. And don't mind me and Bede sounding brain dead. You know, I think we've been in the world's longest fucking lockdown, so we're starting to go crazy.
And also, this is the first day of daylight savings as well, at least at the time of this recording. So basically, it's thrown us in a bit of a loop as well.
We lost an hour.
Yes.
As they say, take off your pants, crack a beer, pack a bowl, and let's watch the movies on Tubi.
Yes.
Exactly. So
that's my new catchphrase for this show.
Yeah, boy.
Damn straight it will be.
All right, guys.
Before we get started, we also want to send a shout-out to all of our listeners, both new and old out there, for making one of our most recent episodes, Hell Baby, our most downloaded episode of the year so far, but also the most downloaded episode of all of the Super Network podcast as well. So, yes,
props
thank you so
to
much.
Mrs. Batch for picking that film.
Yes,
exactly.
Big time.
Exactly. See, big from time. Now on, Mrs. Batch should always be on the podcast so we can get high numbers. But
and she should make the picks for everything.
Exactly.
But, you don't want to get rid of that power.
But we'll get started on the fifth day of the animals. So let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Is it too early to say I'm scared?
You should be.
I am fucking terrified right now.
Because you never seen this movie before.
There's writing.
Yep.
In June 1974.
We might as well read it. I'll do it as in my best Nicolas Cage impression. In June 1974, Dr. F. Shedward Whirlwind and Mara Molina of the University of California started a scientific world, and they're finding that I've completely fucked up.
That's potentially dangerous amounts of ultraviolet rays are reaching the surface of our planet, adversely affecting all living things. This motion picture dramatizes what could happen in the near future if we continue to do nothing to stop the damage to nature's protective shield on this planet. Bum, bum, bum!
Exactly. This movie is a morality tale. As well.
Okay,
I should have read that as Werner Herzog.
This movie, I can't do Werner Herzog.
This movie is a dissection into the mind of what animals will do once they unleash their violence on humanity.
This movie is delightful in the suffering of the animals and their redemption against the male oppressors.
Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen is a mountain lion.
I enjoy him in the Naked Gun movies with him and O.J. Simpson before he killed his wife.
Yeah.
So far, we're getting all of our animal players in this film. We're getting like mountain lions. Giant spiders.
Get it away from me!
Bob the spider.
And a snake.
Oh, hello, snake. You're very cute. No.
He needs a little hat
on
him.
Look at
him. We need a hat on that snake.
So, I don't recognize any of the names aside from Leslie Nielsen.
Well, Christopher George and Linda Day George, who are also
there's
Gertrude in this
Lee, right?
Yeah. Well, Christopher George and Linda Day George, who were in this movie, they were also in Pieces, which we did a commentary for a couple episodes.
I was not on that episode, but I have seen Pieces, thankfully.
Indeed. Yes.
That was one of my 31 Days of Horror films like years ago, I think. Oh, hello, Bear.
It's not over, Bears!
Guess who's seen a bear in the wild? Me.
That's a big bear, too.
I tracked down that bear and stared it down. I'm not lying, I really did.
We can barely see any of these animals because the fucking sun is, like, taking up most of the screen.
This lens flare? What's his name?
I was gonna say, that's J.J. Abrams lens flare.
Yeah, like, yes. That's his. This is pornography for him.
Exactly.
Oh, hello, bird.
Tweet.
Stupid fucking nerd bird.
I think, is it an eagle or a falcon? I'm not sure.
I don't know, it's a bird. It's hello, a bird. Leslie Nielsen.
Look at his jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Of a George's jacket. Look at all the jackets! See, this is my entire summer collection right here. See, that bird is looking at all these humans like, fucking nerds. Fucking nerds.
I gotta go poop in his hood.
Oh, jeez, cowboy hat.
Was this shot with Vaseline? Because the screen is very misty.
I know.
It's like they lathered Vaseline all over the lens.
Mm-hmm.
I know that was the style at the time, but maybe it was a little too overdone with this shot.
just a little.
These two male authority figures enjoy their time together before they get decimated by the impending animal attack and the futileness of fighting against them.
There is never a wrong time.
Go away, Werner.
There's never a wrong time for Werner Herzog.
Exactly.
He should have been the narration, or not the narration, like the voiceover of the inner thoughts of the animals. This should be like an edit.
How is Werner Herzog not the Uatu the Watcher?
Seriously.
That'd be amazing.
So why are the birds birds? Why do the animals attack the people? Is it because of pollution or something?
It's because of the ozone layer, Marcy.
Science.
That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
It's science.
Rob Schneider is wearing a cowboy hat. Oh, wait, that's all.
Jesus. So are these people going on like a camping trip?
Kind of a camping trip, a hike.
Okay. So it's just like a group of like tourists or whatever.
Yes.
Or something.
Well, do people actually go camping in Australia, or do like all the death animals keep them at bay?
Yeah.
People do go camping in Australia, but I haven't been camping in like 22 years. I saw the Blair Witch Project, I was like, nah. Never again.
I haven't been camping for a very long time, and it's mostly because I don't particularly I don't know. I want to
Give me high five.
Yeah, I want to go to the toilet, not in nature. I want to use an actual toilet. Hey.
Look at this fucking nerd.
You
want
to go to the toilet right now?
No, that's why I don't go camping.
Okay.
Yeah.
I swear.
Look, if you squat to go do a wee, a freaking snake can bite your ass. So.
I was saying the same thing, Batch. That fucking nerd.
That nerd.
Yeah, fucking nerd. Fucking nerd.
It looks like a.
Look at her hair.
Looked like elf. her hair is ready to go camping.
Oh, jeez.
I believe that is Christopher George and Linda Day George, who were actually married at the time they made this movie, and also pizzas. And this movie was directed by William Goedler. Now, the name probably doesn't sound familiar, but you probably have heard of some of the movies he's directed. He directed Free on a Meat Hook.
Oh.
Sheba Baby.
Mm-hmm.
He actually directed Grizzly.
Which is his
first animal attack film. He also directed this really weird horror film, which was his last film before his death, was The Manitou, which is like one of the weirdest horror films I've ever seen.
Oh, okay.
However, though, his most infamous film is the film Abby, which is basically a blaxploitation version of The Exorcist.
Oh, right, okay.
That was the film that was way too much of a ripoff of The Exorcist that Warner Brothers actually sued, and the film has never had a proper, like, release outside of, like, cinemas or VHS, I think.
Oh, okay. So it's one of those, like, rare movies.
Hmm. It is on YouTube if you can find it, so.
So they're going on helicopters to, what, a remote location to have snakes bite their bums when they go for a shit.
Exactly.
I used to work at Cabela's, and I was not an outdoorsy person, so it was, like, not my scene the entire fucking time I worked there.
Oh, hello, Bao.
I could give a fuck about...
Yeah. Look,
look at these helicopters! Boo-boo!
I'd be fine if I had, like, all the amenities with, a nice cabin in the woods, because I like isolation.
Give me my monitor and my Xbox One, and then a power supply, and that's all I need.
As long as I have power, internet,
internet. Has to happen.
Yeah, weed supply, food supply, that's fine, and then people can just come visit me, and I can just live in solitude with all my animals, and if people piss me off, I'll just be like, attack.
Indeed.
You know what has all that, Marcy? My house. So I don't need to go outside.
Yeah, I don't really go outside either. The outside world lives there.
That wolf was like that fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd. I'm gonna eat that guy.
It's Bede when he sees a nerd.
Exactly. Oh, Leslie Nielsen just gave us the middle finger.
I'm like, what a dick. Oh, hello.
His character is an absolute dick in this movie, and it's glorious.
That's the best kind of Leslie Nielsen. Exhibit A, creep show.
Exactly. However, I'm going to say, though, every time we have a shot of the sun doing the lens flare thing, the mixture of that and also the Vaseline lens just makes it harder to see this movie.
Yeah, it does. This seriously, look, it's porno for J.J. Abrams.
Indeed.
Hello, bear. And why isn't the bear got in a monologue from Christopher Walken?
That'd be
no. You know, Cat and the bird, we should team up and eat those guys and that fucking nerd.
Yeah, we got to figure out, like, who would all be the celebrity voices of these animals.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so the bear is walking.
Yeah. I think the eagle Hawk would be Werner Herzog.
Yeah, yes. I am the eagle. I'm a jack and yet extinct.
And I think the cougars should be Charles Bronson.
Yes.
I'm going to find these humans, and then I'm going to pull out a gun and shoot them and then eat them.
What are they doing to the poor pine cones?
Oh, look, it's a Shelley Winters knockoff.
I was going to say the exact same thing. I'm like, you could have had Shelley Winters in this, and it would have been the best.
I mean, at this point in her career, I don't think she would have turned down this movie.
No. That's what makes her glorious.
If she could be in The Visitor, she could be in Day of the Animals.
She is fucking glorious. Look at that nerd.
Fucking nerd.
Look at his fucking camera. Fucking
nerd. That nerd looks like Elton John.
Nerd!
I want Bede. You have to dress up like that guy.
I will. Look at his hat. It barely fits his head. It's like on the cusp on his head. Like, it's just placed there. It's not even fully off.
The other hat's even worse on this bloke.
It's like a, hey, man, let's have a competition to see who has the worst hat.
I don't think I could ever forget you.
Stop being racist, Leslie Nielsen.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
That's the line. That would have broke you if I would have said it right.
Broke back Day of the Animals.
Ew.
Oh. And they're fighting back against those animals.
That looks like Thomas Jane back there.
They're going to give the animals a shocking dark.
Yes.
Nerds.
Buds.
I can't unsee it. He looks like Elton John.
I know, he does. Hello, Al.
Who'd voice the owl?
Virgil.
Ooh. Ooh, that is a good I think it's going to have to be Vincent Price. I know it'll be the owl.
Yeah, actually.
Look at that vulture.
I'm Alcent Price. Can't even do it.
Quiet, Jody.
I think I will eat the child first.
And I will take this woman's hair. If a hat doesn't appear on one of these animals' heads at some point, I'm going to be upset.
I want the hat cut.
The hat cut, yes.
And the celebrity in a monologue cut from the animals.
I think we need to make a Patreon exclusive video of that. Just like, it's the movie, we put it on, and it's just us doing all the voices of the animals.
Nah.
That is pissed.
Yeah.
I am very angry in the scene. I'm staring at how they litter on the land.
I don't know. Why are we in a town now? What's happening? Did the animals attack the town?
We gotta know what's happening down. Because basically a lot of this stuff happens up on the mountain, but it also extends down to this small town as well.
Okay, so it's going to take place in like two locations.
Yep.
Hey, so how do we tie this back to the Shocking Dark?
Ooh, that is a good question.
The animal attack. Back the pieces. Actually, the animal attack was the reason why there was an apocalypse that they were in.
I like that.
Mm.
Okay.
That dog is pissed. Human. He's pissed because no one's given that poor dog a bath for like 3 years. I mean, you'd be pissed too.
Fuck yourself.
Swanson.
Oi. Tom Hardy is the dog.
Yes.
Just completely.
I'm going to go to the door. And there's Ron Swanson right there next to the chair.
Oh my god. It does.
His hat doesn't fit properly.
It's barely on his head.
It's Mexican Charles Bronson.
Oh my god.
See? Mexican Charles Bronson just sounds like regular Charles Bronson. Instead, he just says amigo.
All these cops or whatever they're meant to be, they're fucking everyone is like a 25-year-old.
No, don't go down there now, Chief. You don't know what the animals are going to do down there.
That prospector's a hard Canadian 30.
Yes.
They're all going to the Charles Bronson convention.
Look at the TV just up there.
It'd be any further away.
I know.
They're telling us about the ozone layer.
I don't believe in the ozone layer. That's fake news. Change the channel.
Quick, change the channel.
That doesn't mean that. I sort of realized now, even as a kid in school, that it was always about the ozone layer, but we never really hear about the ozone layer anymore.
Oh, it's way too far to care now. Yeah.
Exactly. It's called global warming.
Mm.
Exactly.
We already know Australia's ozone layer is fucked. That's why we get so much skin cancer.
That's why your spiders are so fucking big.
Exactly. Like I said, this movie is basically a visual representation of what it's like to live in Australia on a daily basis.
I mean, isn't that the purpose of Long Weekend? I mean, I haven't seen it, but we will be watching it at some point.
You Indeed. Don't want to know what it's like in Canada with animals, so.
Are there any animals in Canada?
Why won't they give me a bone? I just want the bone now.
No, I think it's more like Peaky Blinders, Tom Hardy.
Well, I haven't seen Peaky Blinders, so I don't know what he sounds like.
Give me a bone.
Get my bone. Hello, bird. Four.
That bird is a total stalker.
So, is this like the happening?
To the end of the earth.
This basically was the 70s happening, but instead of trees, it was animals.
Kevin Spacey's that vulture.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I mean, it's appropriate, but no.
Hello, kitty. I want a mountain lion.
Yeah, go for gold, mate.
Be like a really big kitty cat.
Maybe you need to
watch. You don't
want
to clean that litter box, babe.
Seriously, like, I would start freaking out. It's like, you're looking around like, guys, you notice that there's animals just following us everywhere at the moment?
They need to turn, like, back, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Who's got the gun?
I know, people are out camping with no guns. That can't be right.
Exactly.
I'm not a gun person, but if I'm going that far in the fucking woods where I need a guide...
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
That kid's a hard 30.
Yeah, he fucking is.
A kid's, yeah.
Or
27.
10, I should say. He's 27 years old. He's the actor from Burial Ground, Marcy.
Oh, Jesus.
Mama!
Nothing compares to that fucking movie.
If that movie ever pops up on Tubi, we have to watch it for the show.
Seriously.
You cannot escape humans.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
We're seeing a lot of birds, but where are the other fucking animals?
I'm sure. Are we sure this isn't like a remake of the birds?
I don't know.
Like the same one.
The only reason I did this movie because you would be shots of me and I would be the main animal in the movie.
It's almost like William Girdler made this film. It's like, I want to make the birds, but let's make it even more epic and add other animals in it too.
It's just like, let's go stupid bananas and make this fucking movie.
Indeed. And don't worry, once the animals start attacking, it gets hilarious.
Yeah, I'm fucking waiting. What? Do you remember what all the animals are?
In this movie?
Yeah.
Because basically it's like mountain lion, the eagles, other birds, and bears, and dogs. Pretty much all the animals, really, like, go completely and utterly insane.
So if this was in Australia, it'd be like the koalas, kangaroos, wombats, echidnas, spiders, lizards, snakes.
Kookaburras. Yeah.
Kookaburras. Cockatoos.
I would pop 4D by a death by kookaburra fucking kill.
Yes. It'll fucking blow out your eardrums with how loud they fucking are.
Death by platypus.
I was next to a kookaburra when it started going off. My hearing is probably still fucked from that experience. They're loud cunts.
Yep. Gilbert Gottfried would be the kookaburra.
Oh my god. Yes.
Kookaburra!
Hey!
Oh, jeez. I like how it's nighttime and they're still wearing hats.
Yes.
Oh, I bought the hat and I got it on the trip, so I thought it was only right to wear it at night.
I'm pretty sure.
I was going to say, like, my joke was basically like, the only reason my hat is still on is because that dumbass kid put super glue on it.
Can Stone Cold voice one of the animals?
He could be like the owl. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Wasn't confident in my Stone Cold impression. So
I wasn't going to try. Oh, man.
That's the only thing I noticed that I wanted to do was, oh, man.
Oh, man.
Now, honey, stop throwing rocks at the animals that may kill us.
I want to see him scalp that kid. I mean, that's not right.
I mean, if the animals don't kill the kid, I think it's his mom who's going to kill him first.
Yeah. Somebody's going to kill that kid.
That kid needs to meet a terrible end.
She really does look like Shelley Winters. It's freaking me out.
This movie just needed Shelley Winters, for fuck's sake.
They should have cast like a Shelley Winters impersonator because they couldn't get her.
That's probably who this actress is.
Oh my god. Get to the animal attacks! This is boring!
If they remade this movie today, they could just real fake Shelley Winters into this movie.
Yeah, yes. Right.
Actually, our other version of this movie with all the celebrity voices, we'll just CGI Shelley Winters in
yes,
the film.
Yes.
Or like reface this actress with Shelley Winters' face.
Yes.
And she's the hero. She's got a shotgun.
Exactly.
Shelley Winters as the action hero we never thought we wanted to see.
I would have been down for Shelley Winters as an action hero.
Just a badass.
Yes.
Like Shelley Winters is like a female Nicolas Cage from that Five Nights at Freddy's movies.
Yes, Willy's Wonderland.
Yes.
Shelley's Wonderland.
Yes.
She's drinking soda and she's freaking playing pinball. It doesn't say a goddamn word.
And the tagline will be, this summer, Winters is coming.
Yes. Pop 4D.
I want to make that movie now. Lastly, this is our next project, is our Shelley Winters action movie.
Yeah.
Shelley Winters' face over Nicolas Cage's and Willy's Wonderland.
Yes.
Real fake it.
Yes. Someone's got to make one now. I'm not that clever.
Now, everyone, I just want to let you know, just like, if the animals don't kill us first, it's most likely Jason Voorhees.
Yeah. Or the
that
evil
dead. Dude's 38 years old.
That dude's a hard Canadian 80.
Oh, that's a Canadian 13.
Yes. I think that is the 13-year-old.
I think Leslie Nielsen's a hard Canadian 30.
What? Yeah. Leslie Nielsen?
Yes, like... he is a hard Canadian 30.
Exactly.
He's one of us.
I like how Leslie Nielsen, like, even around this time this film came out, or even earlier with Poseidon Adventure, right up until his death, looked exactly the same.
Yeah, he did.
Ooh, that's a creepy shot. That's a creepy shot of an owl.
That's a what? Stone cold owl. He just goes, what?
Oh, man.
What?
He just is going to say, I don't say who, I say what?
What? What? The hair on that hair. Sorry.
I was going to say, the hair is like, my hair is so big, it's actually making my head tilt the other way.
It's that vintage 70s Farrah Fawcett hair.
Indeed.
It looks like the hair of something you'd get on one of those realistic sex dolls off Wish.
I did not know that.
Almost got you, Bede.
You almost did. You almost did. Because I was almost not expecting that.
I popped 4D for myself. And snored.
Don't they realize that the campsite that they stumble across is the campsite from the Blair Witch Project?
And it's an ancient Indian burial ground.
Exactly.
20 minutes from now, Leslie Nielsen will be like, I cooked that fucking map in the river.
Yes. He would be the character who would say that.
Yeah. He'd be the asshole.
Yeah, I subscribe to that one theory of Blair Witch Project, that the whole thing was that the two guys were the killers on her.
Yeah, I've heard that theory, and I think, Marcy, you sent me a video about that as well, but I suppose...
I think that was one...
I think that's what happened in that movie.
Yeah, I think Batch, you sent me that, and I think I sent it to B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a conversation for a future podcast.
Yes. Mm. Definitely.
That's a thing. I wouldn't be down for that idea, but I guess now with the sequels and stuff.
Yeah, but
like
it
that,
just means
like...
you look at the original.
Oh, yeah. If you see the original as a standalone, if it never had a prequel or actually any sequel, really. So.
Yeah, because if you watch that movie like with that timeline in mind, it syncs up like 100%. So.
I mean, it works with number two because that took the approach that the Blair Witch Project was a movie.
Yeah.
And we still need that, the proper director's cut of that, I'm just saying.
Hopefully it'll come one day. I know there's a fan edit out there of that's done in that original style, but a proper one, I think, I wouldn't be surprised is coming
what?
Soon.
What?
What? Hello, I'm Nicholas Cage the Wolf. Just call me Nicholas Wolf. I'm a cage dog. Wolf, wolf.
What?
What?
What? Are they gonna fucking rip someone's head off already?
Now, excuse me, lady, can I borrow your hair?
Oh, finally! When animals attack.
Interesting bit of trivia. You know who that actress who got attacked is?
No. Yep.
That is the same actress who gets killed by the shark at the beginning of Jaws.
The one who goes naked, and, skinny dipping. I mean,
yep.
Skinny dipping.
Oh. Yep, and she dies here.
Mm.
So basically, this movie, she's basically the first character to die in another killer animal movie.
Oh.
And it's killed by a wolf.
What?
So this wolf just comes and attacks her and kills her, and they're just like, let's keep going. Add
for Tubi.
We're at 28:39.
I'm actually watching your feed, so we're all the
same.
There
we go.
Oh, so you're watching our feed this time?
Yes.
Right. Working well then, obviously.
Yes.
I don't need to pause anything. What am I doing?
At least we don't like our ads. Now at least we don't have to worry about going back and forth of different ads on our different feeds.
Yes.
That's half the fun of this show. That's why the show falls apart.
Exactly.
But now this episode will not fall apart.
But we'll give the timestamps for the listeners when we're back from the ad, which will be momentarily.
Yep.
There's some kind of a key cutting ad.
Maybe I don't want a touch-free payment.
Okay, 2840. Oh, I forgot all about the ads. Wait, she's not dead. She's alive.
Oh, I thought she was dead.
That joke was just for the patrons.
Exactly.
Watching this. Oh, and make sure you subscribe to your guys' Patreon so you can actually watch these episodes.
Exactly.
Yes, you can watch along with us at patreon.com/thesupernetwork, and it's only $1 US a month, which is so cheap, and it helps support us and keep us going.
You can see the gloriousness of the Tubi Hall of Fame behind me.
Yes.
Exactly.
And if I had a small enough green screen, I'd be able to do that as well, but sadly I don't. It's way too big.
Hey, you don't get to see this fucking nerd right here. I
Okay, so one animal attack down. I need more. I need
more. If I ever want to piss beat up, I just lean to the right.
Yes. Damn nerd.
Fucking nerd.
Oh, I've had a bad week. First attacked and killed by a shark, but now I was attacked by a wolf.
She looks a bit too good to have just been attacked brutally by a wolf.
Indeed. But I think it's funny, too, that she's in this movie because Grizzly basically was kind of a ripoff of Jaws as well.
Most of them were. Not a ripoff, but, like, inspired by.
Yeah, inspired by, or at least had the same kind of plot structure.
To be fair. The chick that got attacked by the wolf actually has more blood on her than Paul Walker did after he was mauled by all the animals in the park in Tammy and the T-Rex.
That is true.
Because he had not a scratch on him, but he was in a coma and dying.
So why are they walking towards Mordor?
Someone's got the ring back.
So the ring is what's making the animals attack, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Makes sense.
See, this is what Sauron's trying to do. He's trying to set all these animals on these people so they won't destroy the ring.
Mm.
And the ring's hiding in this woman's hair.
Obviously.
Stuff in her pack is just like her hair dryer, her hair curler.
So she's the Shelley Winters knockoff. Her name's actually Welly Shit Sinters. Come on, guys, we'll keep walking until we find the point of this movie.
Yeah, what is the point of this movie again? Oh, yeah, the ozone layer.
The ozone layer, exactly. Because that's the thing, though, you got to remember, a lot of these horror films always tried to have, like, what was the social environmental message at the time?
These were all, like, the eco-horror.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, Marcy, this would make an interesting double feature with the Australian film Long Weekend.
Yeah. I haven't seen it, so it'll be interesting when we get to that on the Osploit cast.
They keep marching, then they come across C. Thomas Howell, Patrick Swayze, and Charlie Sheen. Wolverines!
And they're actual Wolverines. I like how this dude here has an American backpack. Look at it.
I know.
I'm trying to draw parallels of this and Red Dawn are the same universe.
They probably are.
Well, it's in the Tubi cinematic universe, so fit into anything.
So edit the two movies together, just so Korea invades and then animals go crazy.
The animals attack.
And then superimpose that and add that maximum overdrive to that. So then the actual machines attack. So the human race. Everyone's saying to the human race, like, fuck these guys.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the animals and the machines teaming up.
Then you have the crossover flick where the animals are driving the machines.
Yes!
Yes. And it could be called the Fast and the Furriest.
Oh, Jesus. So wait, are they wolves or coyotes?
I think they're wolves.
Because they mentioned coyotes, and I was like, wait, what?
Rawr. I'm a puma. Or a mountain lion. Rawr. I can't tell the difference.
Are you Scottish now?
Oh, that was Arnold.
Yeah, but it sounded Scottish.
Really? Was it really Arnold Lee? Really?
It sounded a bit too Scottish.
I'm just amazed that they got all these animals in the one area. None of those animals attacked each other. They must have been well trained.
Well, maybe they weren't all in the same area. I don't know. Who knows how the fuck this was shot?
But this was back in the 70s. You had to use real animals for this. Like, if this movie was remade today, it'd all be like CGI animals and stuff.
I know. They'd be actual actors playing the animals and then, like, CGI'd and stuff.
But they'll all be played by Andy Serkis.
Mm.
Whee!
Jesus,
I need that hair.
Imagine if the birds in Australia turned on us all, the fucking magpies would be the ones who would have the most blood on their beaks.
Oh yeah. There's no question about that.
They are they're the biggest fucking assholes in the bird kingdom.
I'm just going to say it right now, vultures are very ugly birds.
They are fucking creepy as shit.
See, that vulture is me. It's like it's got feathers everywhere and it's just bald on top.
Poor Bede can grow back hair but not head hair.
Oh, ew.
I was kidding.
I'm scared.
You can get that transplanted, Bede.
Yes. I'll just get all the other hair around my body and just put it on top of my head.
Just get a wig. Just start your wig collection.
Indeed. I'm going to start my hair collection by getting everyone's hair in this movie.
She just...
Oh, I fell over.
Oh. How the fuck did she... She just went down. Like... It's if
not
the...
only did she get...
They're losing their shit right now at her.
Not only did she go down, when she fell down, his backpack hit her in the face.
It's almost the like the director was like, just fall. And she's just like, I don't know how to fall.
The birds are yelling at her like, you stupid bitch.
They're like, fall, that? Bitch, fall.
That was tremendous. Do it again.
Jesus, why is she so angry?
Oh, my God.
I hate you!
She...
Jesus.
I know she freaked out because she got attacked by a fucking wolf, but seriously.
Uh-oh, the bead bird's coming to attack!
I need that hair.
Get her! Devour her soul!
Look how fluffy their legs are. It's cute.
Marcy wants a vulture.
I do! Look how adorable it is.
Oh! Look at her!
Oh!
Oh!
That bird is me! He's going after her hair!
He wants that hair for his bird wig. Jesus!
Birds.
They're all going for it.
Holy shit! They're all... Those are real birds all over that woman.
Yeah. There's definitely
right now, one of the birds
some
off the...
effects there.
Yeah.
One of the birds in the trees is pulling out a phone yelling, World Star!
And not only that, she's dangling over a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, lady, we're trying to save
it. Oh my god.
That's a great
screen.
That's a great screen.
That's a pop 4D moment right there.
That's a highlight right there.
My girlfriend was killed by a green screen.
That was amazing. The bird fucking died,
now,
killing her.
And now she's dead.
Okay. Well, she was... You meant she's the first to die in Jaws and this. That makes more sense because no one else is dead yet.
Yes.
That was tremendous.
And there's more of that to come.
I can't wait.
I'm trying to get my boombox to work.
That fucking kid is seriously 30. That is not a fucking kid.
That's a little person, I'm convinced.
No, it's just a 30-year-old playing a 10-year-old.
Look at that fucking nerd.
That fucking nerd. Fucking nerd, sing us Rocket Man.
Figure it out, nerd. Why is the better? Why are the animals attacking?
Hold closer, tiny fowl.
Hands up.
I'm just gonna basically like sing all of Elton John's songs, but they're gonna be done in the style with animals. Tiny falcon eating my brain. Look at Leslie Nielsen, all schwammy and dickheadish.
I can't tell if his hair is just blonde or white.
I'm pretty sure it's white.
It's white.
See, that man was a silver fox before silver foxes were a thing.
Mm. It's like about years ago I saw Forbidden Planet, and it just freaked me out seeing him with, like, black hair.
Yeah, right?
Hey, boo-boo, where's my picnic basket?
I know people kind of focus on more the later Leslie Nielsen, the more comedic stuff, but when you go back through his filmography, like, he's so fucking good in just anything. Like, I'm not saying he was a bad comedic actor, not by any means. But the, I mean, the range that he had was so good.
Oh, yeah. I think people kind of forget, like, he was basically for a long time until, like, Airplane, a dramatic actor.
Yeah. He was just so talented, I think. I'm going to die in this river. Oh, my God. Piranhas. Where's the piranhas?
Oh, my gosh. It's the doll I've been looking for. What? It's Doll Man.
What? Why is
it's not Tim Thomerson.
Who's the kid?
Dude, keep away. Dude, keep away from her. It's the little girl from The Visitor.
Oh, no. She's going to fix all the basketball games.
Yes.
Excuse me, sir. Can you give me back my fucking doll?
Is this one of the little kids from the Hills Have Eyes family?
Here, have this gun.
She's the little girl from the campsite we saw earlier.
What campsite?
Like, she's from that campsite where all the hikers were at before. You know, the abandoned one?
I've forgotten this movie already, apparently.
Where they were camping, they found an abandoned campsite. No one's there, and she's from the people who disappeared. She's one of the people who disappeared.
So the animals have already killed her family?
Yes.
Allegedly.
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 Dude, why are you giving her wet food? Ew!
Ew.
Fucking disgusting.
She's like, dude, I'm not impressed.
Yeah, that bird was fucking pissed.
I wanted that Bicky.
My sandwich.
Let's get out of here before that bird wants some more treats.
Why is this in slow motion?
I don't know.
Not many people know grilled cheese sandwiches are my favorites. The gooiness of the cheese is effervescent in the delightfulness that it makes in my tum-tum.
Let's keep going, everyone. It's not like we've already lost two campers already.
Almost halfway through.
That you need to say your trademark line.
Smoke. Oh, wait. Marcy, we're halfway through.
Yay! Oh, so this is more stuff from the abandoned camp people.
Yeah. Well, that's the food supply that...
Oh, that was the stuff that's like, okay, yeah. Sorry, I'm just fucking ill.
Somebody raided her stash, man.
I didn't mean to. It was me and Boo Boo.
That was my fucking munchy stash for my big fucking smoke session. Fucking...
Why were there no stoners in this party? There had to be at least one or two.
Yeah, I know, right? It was 70s, man.
Yeah, but stoners didn't show up in horror films until, like, at least the 80s. Since I'm Leslie Nielsen, I'm an asshole. I should be the leader of this camp.
I mean, why don't they just try to kill one of the animals and cut it up for meat?
Indeed. I mean, they've been followed by animals for a few days now. It's like, let's go hunting.
Yeah, exactly.
They could kill the kid. It'd be like veal.
Yes. Let's draw straws, and the shortest straw is the kid.
Or Shelley Winters.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Shelley Winters, B-grade Shelley Winters here would go after the leg of the kid.
We forgot that B-grade Shelley Winters is actually the action star of this movie.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Also, that dude back there had Farrah Fawcett hair. It was amazing.
He's the She's the final girl.
Yes.
Yes. Why was this movie never made in Shelley Winters' time, seriously?
Hey, Marcy, what are your... you guys want to hear a really bad joke about Shelley Winters?
No. But you're going to tell it anyway.
What do you call Shelley Winters if she was the devil? Helly Winters.
No! That was fucking bad.
Go to the closet. Bean, go to your closet. You're on timeout.
All right, I'm going over there right now.
That was terrible.
See, Shelley Winters could have been in this movie because she worked with Leslie Nielsen on the Poseidon Adventure, damn it.
That's true, yeah.
This movie needs fried chicken.
One of the birds will be shot out of the air. One of the birds will be shot out of the air by these people, and then they'll just have it and fry it up for dinner.
Yes.
And a bucket of chicken will fall.
Yes.
Yes. I love that. I'm going to use that joke in something one day.
Ad. Again.
Oh, ad.
Ad.
The movie is at 44:53 with the ad on right now for some bullshit. I don't know. We don't care.
It's a house ad.
Your house.
This is a house ad.
There's probably an ad for fucking Subway.
Exactly. Just like that ad I posted the other day, the Marcy.
What behind the this
room?
Fuck was
see
that?
See this room? You can bang in this room.
Realtor.
Another ad.
Not realtor, realtor.
Another ad.
Well, you need to mow your fucking lawn. Try who's the
yeah.
That dude looks like Dog the Bounty Hunter without his long hair.
Jesus.
Here's my voice. Here's Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm an owl in that movie. But now I'm talking about we got a fucking leaf blower.
Yes.
You got to go 360 Gamer Street and take that son of a bitch.
And I think we got one more ad to go.
Well, I think we got two.
Leslie Nielsen, a Stone Cold Stunner. I don't know how I'm an owl in this movie, but...
Oh my god, the owl should give someone a stunner.
Yes.
An owl cold that... stunner.
Resolve finance. When you've been attacked by animals, get some finance help.
Alright.
You lose all your money on an NFT.
Yeah. Alright, we're back 44:55 for our listeners. Meanwhile, back in town.
Someone is fucking a...
Charles Bronson. Oh, wait, no. Oh. Damn, it's too early to go to the Charles Bronson convention. Alright, I'll get up.
Better be Charles Bronson on the phone.
Yes.
I can't do the impression.
This town's actually Bronson, Missouri.
Yeah.
Hello. Hi there, Charles Bronson. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Charles Bronson. How are you?
Sorry if you were sleeping.
It literally is Charles Bronson talking to Charles Bronson right now.
It's me, Mexican Charles Bronson.
Indeed. How's it going, Charles Bronson? Have you shot anyone who killed your family yet?
Well, I don't know.
Yet this dude's fucking head still doesn't fit his head.
It really doesn't! How small is that hat?
This dude is acting right now like Mark Wahlberg in that skit from Family Guy. What? Huh? What's going on? I don't get it. Man, I gotta work out.
Okay. Okay, gang. So did he have to
go change?
Did he have to finger his phone to get that phone call?
Yes. What he basically did.
Stick it in, and he got a.
Yeah. he sticks it in.
What's going on out there, Tom Hardy? Is that you?
I was just not Brian Dennehy.
It should be Brian Dennehy. Actually, this dude here looks like Kris Kristofferson now.
Well, if we're gonna face swap Shelley Winters in this movie, we're gonna face swap Brian Dennehy for this guy.
Yes. 100%.
You know, by the time we're done with this movie, the only original actor that's still going to be in it is Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah, yes. Pretty much. There's no replacing that man.
Now there better not be any animals in there trying to kill me.
Is it?
No, that's Nick Nolte.
Oh.
That's yeah! Nick Nolte.
I'm Nick Nolte.
I don't know. I'm going to open this door and hopefully there's not an animal out there.
Gary Busey needs to be.
I was gonna say Gary Busey needed to be in this movie.
Gary Busey could be.
What's that wolf? That yes.
Okay, there's no sound suddenly. What a shit fucking kitchen.
Better, since I'm here, I better have a midnight snack before the Bronson convention.
If we're just like flat remaking this movie, but like in the 70s, this so it still looks like this, he's gonna get killed by just a random monkey.
Yes. Hey, I think he's heating up fried chicken.
You better be fried chicken.
That is, again, this counts if that is like fried chicken or even any type of
chicken. Or just any type of chicken.
It's just gotta be chicken at least, but I think it is. Yep, that's chicken.
Oh, shit.
And there's fucking rats all over it. And somehow the rats took off the aluminium foil?
And is he still going to eat the chicken?
That was my chicken.
Oi!
Damn it. Hey, those rats ate his chicken. He's
They're flying!
There's jumping all over him!
Parkour! Parkour!
It's a parkour!
Rat.
No!
Oh, he decapitated a rat! Damn rats! Never get between a man and his chicken.
Yeah, seriously. Oh.
Now that's Gary summer. Busey right there.
Yeah.
Gary Busey.
That dog, the look on his face is like us when we want fried chicken.
Ready to put your clothes on. We're going to the convention early.
Jesus, her reaction! He really got into costume for Charles Bronson.
I just want to know how the rats took off the aluminium foil.
The fire's like...
See, yeah. This dude gets attacked by rats. It's like, everyone evacuate the town now.
Yeah, seriously, what the fuck's going on?
Everybody get out of here. The animals are attacking. Somehow this is an isolated incident because of the ozone layer.
Apparently.
I just want to see one movie where there's like, there's no need to panic. Everybody panic! Ah!
Yes. What are the people think's going on?
It's the Redneck Night Parade.
Those damn liberals are trying to take over the town.
What the fuck?
Station wagon. I miss station wagons.
Yeah.
The government can't force us to wear a mask. We're walking. We're protesting.
Sounds like Melbourne the other week.
Just said, Tucker, I don't like going down without you. Ew.
Jesus. I didn't need to know that much about
them. They're living their best life, Pete. Living their best life.
I didn't need to know.
It's okay, honey. Who am I going to have my fuck money now, honey?
Maybe the bear. What?
Ew. He had a hard time getting out of the car before.
So, why are they evacuating the town?
Because the animals are attacking. Oh, well, because the government says, like, basically there's something going on and they need to evacuate the town.
Okay.
Because is that Tom Felton?
Yes.
I thought that was Tom Felton for a second.
Look at that guy's hair.
Hey, Elton John's there too.
What the fuck is going on?
Well, unfortunately, son, I have bad news. the Charles Bronson convention has been canceled.
It's a man take my chicken.
Damn it.
Why is it?
Really wanted that con.
What? Why is it that every sheriff in every town in America is like about 80 years old?
Because they're hard Canadian 30s.
Yes.
Meanwhile,
I'm a rockin' man.
Professor grunting. That was a good subtitle.
What I'm saying about the circle of life, this is not what I was talking about.
I'm scared. Okay, dude.
Except all animals are afraid of fire, except for the animals who aren't afraid of fire. Wolf, howling.
That's because they are sex doll hair woman.
That'd be amazing if, like, Wolf Cop just randomly shows up.
He should, actually.
I need a new Wolf Cop movie.
The Wolf Cop movie is basically this movie, just him CGI'd into it.
Yes. Wolf Cop. Wolf Cop's going to be in the remake.
Yes.
I think Wolf Cop would actually run the Charles Bronson convention.
Yes.
Well, Wolf Cop would work at the police station.
Yes.
And he'd be conflicted. Is he on the animal side or is he on the people side? Because he is a cop.
I like this idea. We'll have to pitch it to the filmmakers.
Filmmakers, let's just fucking make the movie.
Yeah, we're just gonna make it. It's fine.
Fuck it. Better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Exactly.
We didn't copy anything. It's a fan film.
Exactly.
That's how we'll get around it.
Oh man, I can't call this dude a fucking nerd now because he hasn't got glasses on now.
But he looks like a creepy dude who wants to freaking eat her.
No, he looks creepy without his glasses. Put them back on. Look at that bird.
It's a menacing bird.
Fucking bird.
So, is this the movie where Leslie Nielsen wrestles with the bear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is this scene already?
Get to it already.
It'll happen soon.
I want this scene now.
This basically movie is like The Mist, but with animals and Leslie Nielsen as the Mrs. Carmody Royal Throttle.
This movie needs more action.
That's like, I guess, the problem with this movie is like, there's like some pretty cool animal attack stuff. It's like, it just takes a while to like get
it's kind of like, you know, a Bruno Matai movie.
I was about to say, we could have cut 20 minutes from the last movie, we could have cut 20 minutes from this movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Make it toit.
Toit.
Toit. We're gonna make it toit.
Like a tiger that would kill somebody.
This is what I imagine.
Wake up! Ah! Bitch! Fucking Puma!
Ah!
Ah, another Puma! Ah!
They're on the set of Raw.
Ah!
It's me, Jason Statham, the cougar.
Yes!
Right, so I'm going to go, and I'm going to beat you and bite you in the bum, and then tear you.
This is what I imagine is going to happen at Carol Baskin's Animal Park one day.
Yes.
You know, that bitch, Carol Baskins.
Wait, none of you people are Joe Exotic? We better move along then.
Tear their throat out, claw their faces, destroy their souls.
Now that was a fake mount line back then.
That bird, the Werner Herzog bird, is like controlling all the evil animals.
He is the Professor X. I am in charge. He's the Professor
they,
X of they the
do
animals.
My bidding.
Yes.
They do my bidding.
Look at him! He got attacked by a fucking puma or mountain lion or whatever, if they're one or different, and he's only got tiny little scratches on his face. And why am I not Shelley Winters?
Where's the real Shelley Winters?
That dude's hair's changed again! It changes from scene to scene.
That's why you need a wig.
I wish you would have packed a gun now, you dick.
B, do you need to get a wig collection and then every 10 minutes just put a different one on?
Yes.
We'll start with, like, the bandana with the Hulk Hogan hair at the back.
Yes.
Yes. Listen, I've already had to deal with a killer who had, like, a fucking chainsaw. Now I have to deal with the fucking animals now.
Damn those animals. Damn them.
Well, I'm pretty sure this was an isolated incident.
I was sure, though.
If Tim Thomerson would have been in this party, he would have been kicking ass by now.
Exactly. What if Charles Bronson was there? I would have shot all the animals because they killed my family. Meanwhile, over with this weird 13-year-old and the little kid.
The guy with the striped shirt reminds me of Chris Kattan.
He does.
Chris Kattan will play that character in our movie.
Jesus.
Exactly. Oh, I'm remembering back in the time when I was in The Visitor and hanging out with John Huston. And the actual real Shelley Winters.
So when does this become the last house on the left?
Yes.
That'd make this a lot more interesting.
The last bear on the left.
Alright, where's Leslie Nielsen's bear?
Don't mind me, I just like to watch you guys.
Are we halfway through yet? Fucking hell. It's not even a long movie, it just feels long. Bloody hell.
It was the 70s, they sort of had a lot of deliberate pace in a lot of their films.
Mm.
Now hold still, I'm going to chop off your hair.
No.
Well, we don't have fishing rods, so we have to grab fish out of the water. It's not like these fish are going to attack us. And it's a piranha.
The sharks just come out from the lake water.
That would be fucking glorious, and all of a sudden a fucking shark jumps out of the water.
Or a fish just backs up and grabs them by the balls.
Yes.
Well, I mean, what fish would be in there? Over. Like salmon or something?
Yes.
I want to see the fish just grow teeth and bite him.
Hold on to that fish, Elton John.
Did they not care that that chick got killed? Has anyone even mentioned it?
Did they just leave her body?
Well, to be fair, I think the couple. I think they sort of decided to leave, I think.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. And then that guy found that kid.
Exactly.
But aren't they all back there now? Fuck out, I have no idea.
The screen's gone more Vaseline now.
It really fucking does. It's too bright.
It's too blurry.
It's way too bright. It's like, yeah. I cannot see.
I'm Leslie Nielsen. I want to be the leader now.
Some fine acting, Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen is basically Donald Trump in this movie. I'm going to tell you right now, I should be the leader. I know everything. I'm smart. My mom said so. I know it all.
It's like me. They say I'm the best.
I'm not doing an impression of that piece of crap.
No.
We want animal attacks. We want animal attacks.
Leslie Nielsen's character would totally be an anti-vaxxer if this movie was remade today. The lockdowns ain't gonna do nothing. The 5Gs.
The
government has got a conspiracy.
Mind if I open up my collar a little bit more as I'm Leslie Nielsen?
I'll tell you what's really going to happen. The governments are behind the deathbeds and the snipers and the hill babies.
Yeah. I knew it!
don't let these two Australians and a Canadian tell you otherwise with their fried chicken and their peanut butter solutions. You got to listen to this podcast, which is the Better Tuba Tuesday podcast, where we're going to tell people the truth about, like...
Yes.
I thought he said warm poo.
We want some warm poo.
That's going to be the next type of product that Batch is going to tell us
the new strain.
Yes. Warm poo. Warm poo. Oh,
I want there to be a that Leslie wedding, Nielsen that strain.
Yes.
That wedding poo is actually pretty good.
Don't mind me, I'm going to go hunt for some bears.
Oh, look at that.
Bears!
That's something for the patrons.
Nice.
Ooh, look at those.
Look at that sexiness.
Oh, yeah, and that's just me.
Yeah. Now you've gone dark. I fucked up
my green screen, though. Yeah. That's from my green screen.
Welly Sinters is pissed at this 30-year-old kid.
What the fuck happened to him?
I have no idea.
So now Leslie Nielsen and Shelley Winters knockoff and the 40-year-old kid are now like... I've now left the group.
Hey, I'm back.
Don't they realize that people need to
what?
Stick together?
No idea what happened there.
Batch disappeared on the visuals.
He disappeared like the couple at the in this movie.
Yeah,
like
seriously.
They left the group.
Oh, here comes the bear.
Bears.
The bears.
I want a whole a scene of all the
Tim
animals
Curry.
Attacking.
Tim Curry needs. To, Ooh, Tim yes. Curry needs to be the bear.
Wow, I'm Tim Curry. Well,
I only want it if he does the Pennywise voice.
Nope. I'm trying to do the voice, but I can't remember.
And he could do the laugh. Ha ha ha!
Ah,
I can't remember. That's a big bear.
Hey, boo boo, we gotta find another picnic basket.
I'm here too, Jason Statham. The kill guy.
I'm Gary Abuse of the Wolf.
Yes.
And I'm Nicolas Cage, the other wolf.
And I will call them all into action.
And
to decimate.
And one of these animals is Jeff Goldblum.
Okay, guys, let's be honest. I don't think anybody's listening at this point of the series.
Probably not.
Thank you if you are still listening to us.
Yeah, seriously. We're trying our best to entertain the masses.
Look at the size of that puma. He's about this small.
There hasn't been much to this movie, folks, so we're stretching.
Yeah. We're just waiting for the animals to just fucking attack like mad.
I better sing a song about this. Fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd.
Fucking Elton John. We're just biding our time, us animals.
The music.
We're just going to let them keep walking.
The music trying to be sinister.
Going to be attacked by the animals.
Get on with it.
Meanwhile, these two.
We found another campsite. Let's raid. Take all their food and get out of here. Or at least I can trade them for you.
Yeah.
Do you have a ham sandwich? I'll give you this little girl for a ham
Jesus,
sandwich.
Jesus, how did he fall?
That's the look of someone who's like, that wasn't deliberate. I nearly died.
Legit. And it's all in one shot.
Yep.
We're keeping it in.
Yep.
Yeah, that's one shot. This is one shot. That's impressive.
Yeah, seriously.
None of you's been attacked by animals, have you? Well, who am I going to trade this little girl to now?
All the time, these animals are just looking for weed.
They just wanted to get stoned.
Where's the weed? They just got the munchies. That's why they're attacking all the humans.
Shirtless Leslie Nielsen has a six pack.
Damn, look at that.
Jesus! Oh,
it is holy shit, it is almost a six-pack. I'm impressed.
Dude kept in Leslie shape, Nielsen. Man.
Leslie Nielsen got ripped for this movie.
He has to wrestle a bear. He knows what they what the people want.
He's gonna have to. He should. If this was like our Shelley Winters action movie, it should be Leslie Nielsen wrestling Shelley Winters. Ah, here we go.
Yeah, kill the kid.
They only left the group 5 minutes ago, Jesus. And he's already a psychopath. You little cockroach.
Leslie Nielsen's in like Marvel movie shape.
Yeah, seriously, yes. Look at him. Bloody hell. Oh, now the rain's happening.
He's so pissed. He's definitely hangry. He needs some food.
What was the name of the Werner Herzog documentary with the bear attack?
Grizzly Man.
Oh, Grizzly Man, that's right. I was getting confused for Grizzly, which is a movie.
Which is a movie,
yes. Yeah.
It's all right, guys. We're almost out of this movie now.
Thomas?
Yeah, seriously.
Maybe. Oh, we found an outhouse. We're safe.
Or as they call it in Australia, an outdoor dunny.
Look at that stock footage of lightning.
Good news, we've got like half an hour left. Hooray!
All right, listen, guys, let's use that dude's weird hair as a...
Kill me now.
Okay, guys, let's use that dude's weird hair as an umbrella. Seriously, Leslie Nielsen's gone complete and utter psycho.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it, though. At least something's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, kill him! Oh!
Now I want your hair, kid. You lily-livered punk. This isn't the way to the Charles Bronson convention.
What is this character's day job supposed to be?
He's an accountant.
Is he really?
No, I'm just guessing.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think, what would be the type of job that company would
That sounds about like right, though. Yeah, it sounds about right.
Children's television show host.
Yeah.
Now hold still, kid, so I can use this.
Jesus!
That escalated quickly.
Yeah, seriously.
This is... Leslie Nielsen is, like, at a completely different movie now.
Yep.
He's like, they only left the group like a few minutes ago and he's already attacking people, killed a guy, and he's like, I sees this girl, it's like, I want some of your girlfriend, man. It's like, dude, you only been, I know you're hangry, but this is ridiculous.
No, it's because he's animalistic in nature, so the animal things is affecting him as well.
Hmm. I thought this term was just one really long Snickers commercial.
Yes.
When you're hitting
this movie's a long ad for Subway.
Wouldn't surprise me with the length Subway goes to.
I like that they've been attacked by animals. They've been out in the woods for days. They're hungry. They're tired, but yet her hair is still perfect.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. She had a really good battery on the hairdryer.
Yes.
And it's even raining, which would ruin her hair, but no.
Indeed.
That's what I mean. It's the Wish sex doll hair.
Ever since you told me that her hair looks like it's from like a sex doll, I just can't see it now.
Because it's what it looks like.
That's what they modeled the sex dolls on, was this that hair.
It is.
I'm Leslie Nielsen.
And Leslie Nielsen, yes.
That's for the man version of the sex doll. With realistic genitalia.
Steve, I'm really scared. I can't believe there's still another 20 minutes of this movie left.
Yeah, seriously, hurry up. Where's this fucking thing?
It's massive because he's Canadian.
Yes.
Well,
I don't know about you, but I feel very, very naked without my hat right now.
Yeah, seriously, put your hat back on.
I miss my hat. I called her Debbie.
The fucking puma stole my hat.
The hat covered up his evil twin in his head.
Ew.
I want that puma to be wearing the hat next time.
Yes! Release the hat cut.
And yet still, this dude's hat still can't fit his head.
In our remake, it would be.
Yes.
Although for any people who are still listening, if you do like or want to know more about eco horror films, there is a book about it written by someone I know. I think it's called Massacred by Mother Nature. Should be available in places, so check that out. Just giving it a pop.
Indeed. And I would not be surprised if Day of the Animals is featured in the book too.
Everything is. There's not a lot that's been left out because the 70s and stuff was big for this stuff.
All right, Elton John, sing us Rocket Man right now.
You know what else do you find out in books?
What's that?
That fucking nerds read them.
Oh, exactly. Shit. Fucking sorry. Nerds.
You read them.
Stupid nerds reading books.
You fucking read a nerds. Book, you're a fucking nerd.
I don't like books because they don't got pictures in them.
Exactly. Now, who would Nicolas Cage play in this movie? He'd play all the animals, I reckon. I'm a bear and a cougar and a wolf. Meanwhile, back at Leslie Nielsen's camp, and somehow they've already, created a grave for the dude he murdered. And he's still shirtless in the rain! I bet Shelley Winter's knock off and her son are like, we regret this decision to go with Leslie Nielsen. Whoa!
What is this?
Shot near them. Leslie Nielsen is going at this performance with 110%.
I'm surprised he hasn't killed all of them. Just being insane.
Leslie Nielsen is that character in every zombie movie who's like the evil human character who just wants to... Except this has got animals in it.
Yeah.
If he just shouted, let's sacrifice the kid, and he'd be like, be totally in character.
Jesus! This is sick!
Dude, we only just met 5 minutes ago!
Jesus Christ.
This is what happens when you have hunger pains. You just, go completely and utterly
insane. He's a rapist! My God.
I did ask when this movie was turning into Last House of the Left.
Yeah, it is now.
It is right now.
Jesus!
The last Leslie on the left.
Jesus!
Last Leslie on the left. There you go. I like that.
I'm now disappointed Leslie Nielsen didn't play Krug in Last House on the Left.
That would have been amazing. Whoa!
Uh-oh.
Whoa, bear! Here it comes!
Oh, here it is!
Ah!
Oh!
That's a big bear.
Clearly,
that's a fake one.
It's a, yeah. Oh my God! Wow!
What?
Amazing! Ah!
Bear hug.
$20 on Kuma.
my money's on Leslie Nielsen.
That is Kuma from Tekken. I know that. I know that fighting technique anywhere.
I've not played Tekken in ages.
Much kick.
Leslie's like, oh, I'm gonna eat this bear.
Is he dead?
Yeah. Now I just gave you an idea. I just gave you an idea to how to get easy achievements in Tekken on Game Pass.
Yes.
Fuck it.
Bit of trivia on that scene. where is it?
He's dead, right?
Yes.
It's not like before when you said she was dead and she wasn't.
Everybody's dead in this movie. Oh, the grizzly bear that Leslie Nielsen fights is actually a North American cinnamon bear.
Oh, cinnamon.
Yes, that makes it's a cinnamon
sound
bear.
So cute.
And also it says here, the animals go berserk because of the depletion of the ozone layer, but it seems to also affect the character played by Leslie Nielsen.
That's what I said!
As his personality shifts drastically.
That's what
Nobody
I said!
Nobody else is... Yeah, that's what I mean. You're absolutely right, because... He's probably already animalistic in nature. Oh!
Rattlesnake.
Snake.
Hey, could you help us? We want to ride this bike.
Have any of yous heard a rattlesnake, like, in person?
Yeah. I've never been to America. So, I mean, I've been to America, but I've never seen
It's fucking terrifying. It's
terrifying. I like how those rattlesnakes got out of the truck and, like, let's follow that dude.
I think we all need to make, like, a rattling sound to warn people when we're really fucking angry. Like, do not approach. Oh, yeah, the town got evacuated. Just
rattle their balls back and forth.
Shake, rattle, and roll.
Damn it, I just want to get rid of this little girl. Who's going to take her away from me?
He's like a poor man's Gilligan with that shirt.
Oh my god, that's where what it looks like. Uh-oh.
Oh, it's Gary Busey. And Gary Busey doesn't have to say any lines. He can just go like, I'm Gary Busey.
He just reprises his performance from Ginger Dead Man.
Dude, just go inside and use a phone.
Give me Mel Gibson.
Jesus! What a
cunt. I'm surprised he didn't slap her just then after all that.
Yeah, you tell him, kid.
I'm sorry, I'm an asshole. Bill Moseley should play this character too.
Totally.
I'm not that sorry, but I'm kind of sorry.
He's sorry.
He's sorry.
I'm Canadian, eh? I'm sorry. Sorry.
You're sorry.
Eh? I didn't mean to leave you. I didn't want you to get attacked by the beavers.
They just went.
Let's imagine if a team. This movie set in the same universe as Zombievers.
We don't talk like that, eh?
You went out and about, eh?
Out and about and about, eh?
Everyone makes fun of your guys' accent, but there's like 30 different Canadian accents.
Yeah.
Depending where you are in the country.
Exactly. I mean,
I just like
Australian accents are like, you could slightly tell different regions. Like,
whereas to us, it's like all one. Because we don't know that.
Yeah, see, being from the south of Australia, we say plant. Where everyone else says plant and it sounds stupid, we say plant and it sounds normal.
It sounds very proper, plant.
How do you say it, B?
I say, I never really thought of it. I say plant.
I always say plant. I never say plant.
Plant. I don't know. I guess it's sometimes like, because I've said it before, like the first 5-10 years of my life, I basically spoke with an American accent because of TV. Oh, it's Gary Busey again.
And if you see the trash can...
That gives him like, oh my god, how you doing? Taking your
trip?
Yo, hello.
I'm happy. Wait for you guys. It's Ron Funches. Good for you guys. You're in a truck. You're doing things. I'm happy for you.
Can you take me for a walk?
If you see a trash can, that was just Lindsay Lohan.
Wow.
Sorry.
Shots fired.
I remembered I know who killed me. And I got angry.
Actually, now that I think about it, because I just said it, I say plant rather than
yeah,
plant.
See, I'm South Australia, plant.
Plant.
Everyone makes fun of me for it. I'm like, no, you're talking wrong. You're stupid.
And you just beat them over the head.
Like I say castle, and then people say castle. And I'm like, no. That's wrong.
Castle. I say castle.
Yeah, it's castle, not castle.
I say plant and castle. I'm weird. What can I say?
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay, little girl. Nothing can attack us in here.
Ew, I thought he was going to make out with her. That was creepy. No.
He did a double kiss. That makes it worse.
Okay. I agree. Oh, fuck that. Oh.
Okay, little girl, I'm going to deal with this dog and you drive off.
He's going to try and go old boy on this dog.
Old dog.
Old dog. hammer.
Okay, they better not. There better not be any other animals hiding behind me.
Where's the snake to, like, strangle him? Oh, punch buggy.
Yes.
Oh, there they are. Ow. Like a billion of them. Ah!
Oh, no!
Ah!
That would have to be the worst day. You get bit by a rattlesnake and attacked by a dog in one go.
They... Oh,
the snake! The dog! The snake!
I don't know which is worse.
The snakes
and
were...
And here's the thing, though.
Sorry, go.
I was going to say, those snakes, there was 100 snakes in that car, and they were all waiting for someone to come in.
Yeah, they were all...
These animals are smart.
They were on loan from the Jake dog. The Snake.
The dog, the snake, the beaver!
Yeah, see, if Leslie Nielsen and his group just stuck with us, we'd still all be alive at this point. Just like us.
He would have raped them all by now, Jesus.
Oh, ew. That's the thing, you don't think of, like, you'd ever see, basically, Leslie Nielsen play a potential rapist in a movie. It's just weird.
He was fucking terrifying, my God.
Can I just I'm gonna have sex with that bear now.
I know this sounds bad, but I didn't even really notice that Leslie Nielsen and them kind of split away from everybody else.
Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck's going on!
Go!
Do I ever, though? No.
We must be getting into Mordor by now.
Yeah, seriously.
Do we have any more potatoes left?
Why would you throw that? What if you find a river that you could refill the water in, dickhead?
Yeah, dumbass. See, his buttons are going down even more so.
He wants to show off his hairy chest.
Because there was the sun at the time. It was the style at the time.
No one's chest is more hairy than the guy in Ninja 3, The Domination.
Exactly.
Nah, even more than that.
Yep.
This guy is a rug.
Oh, I'm not even... that's a different Patreon tier for me.
Maybe we should hit up Manscaped or something for sponsorship.
Yes. I think we need to.
That's the 2B2's, the OnlyFans.
So. Somehow the animals took down a fucking helicopter.
Well, yeah, wouldn't
I want to see that in this movie.
Because there's dead birds all over that helicopter, and they took it down.
I said fuck up that helicopter, and then my minions did it. It was hilarious.
I am so
only
scared
birds
of
are
this
allowed
kid.
Only birds are allowed to fly, not helicopters. And that girl's like all chalant. She's like, I'll get in the helicopter eventually.
That kid, adult kid, whatever it is creeping me out and I don't like it.
Oh, she's not even trying to attempt to get into the helicopter.
No. She's too traumatized from Leslie Nielsen.
Help. I'm okay now.
Where are they gonna go though? Seriously, they're stuck.
He's gonna fly the helicopter.
Chopper dogs.
Jesus, they're like vicious.
Turn it on and decapitate the dog.
Yes. Listen, guys, I know I'm really a 30-year-old playing a 13-year-old, but this is ridiculous. Don't try to kill me.
See, when I watch Animal Attack movies, I don't go for the humans because humans are shit.
Yes.
I want the animals to, rule the earth again.
So basically the animals are like, you people fucked up the ozone layer. We're going to take our revenge.
No, they're just like, humans, you fucking suck. We're taking back our planet. See, this is what is so disappointing about the pandemic. The animals haven't fucking taken over. There's no Planet of the Apes shit happening. What sort of boring apocalyptic pandemic shit is this?
Marcy, the animals like,
Marcy, this is the prologue. Be patient.
The animals were like, you know what, we'll just wait. You guys will sort yourselves out and we'll just eat yous afterwards.
Yeah.
To be fair, your animals, Marcy, Freddy, Max, and Henry, they would rather just wait for you and Graham to die first and then eat you rather than attack you.
they love me too much.
We love you, Mom, but we will eat you because we don't want you to go to waste.
Yeah, pretty much.
Whoa!
See, I'll give the Patreons a little...
Fuck you guys!
A little camera view. There he is, Freddy.
It's a... Freddy would... See, Freddy's enjoying this movie because there's doggos on screen.
Oh, yeah. He likes German Shepherds, or Alsatians, as they're also called.
If this was in Germany, as I've stated before in another joke, it would just they'd just be called Shepherds.
I think they're called Alsatians.
Oh, okay, in Germany.
Well, that's the other name for German Shepherd. Mm. They're beautiful.
Quick, let's get to the outhouses. Quick, we need to go to the outhouse.
They are beautiful. Where are these German Shepherds?
Oh, they are.
They came from Yeah, they did. She's gorgeous. No, they came from the police academy for dogs. Actually, they're all the different Inspector Rexes from over the years.
I was going to say, this Paw Patrol live-action Paw Patrol remake has gotten a little ridiculous.
Paw Patrol?
Yeah, Paw Patrol. I know what the kids are watching these days. Like the 5-year-olds.
All I'm going to say, the porn parody version of this movie is really kind of fucking weird.
Day of the Sexy Animals.
They're just not trying to kill you.
They're trying to fuck you. Starring the world's most famous furries as the animals. See?
All inclusive. Gets fucked by a bear.
Oh,
see, they're
going
to find out.
Need to make this happen now.
I like how after all of this, all the animal attacks and everything, that dude's hat is still on his head.
It was glued on. We established that earlier.
That is true.
I mean, you said it was, but, you know, I'm just assuming it's true.
Well, I think it is, yes.
So if animals attack, like, why aren't all the insects attacking and stuff?
Yeah, they should be, all the mozzies should be, like, on these people trying to suck their blood out.
And leeches.
Because then the movie would happen.
Yeah.
Or the flies would be extra annoying.
It'd just be like a normal day in your hometown with the flies in the summer.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. So the animals just stopped. I don't think so.
They're just back there going like, we're going to wait till they come out. They're going to think we're God and you'll be like, and kill them.
Hee 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 hee. Ha 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 ha.
Whoa! He just went flying through the window! Ah! Just give him just pat on, they'll be alright. If you pat
him,
they'll stop.
Quick, throw the ball!
It's scary!
Quick, who has a sausage? Quick, who has a wiener? This is kind of insane. It's like, let's legit throw these animals on people. Like, legit throw at them. Let's get out of here. Elton John had his chance. He could have sang to him to stop, but no, he didn't. And the Vaseline has taken over the lens once again. You can barely see what's going on.
Jesus.
Saturday night may be all right for fighting, but it's shit for animal attacks.
All right, I promise this will be my last tour. What do you mean you can't swim? It's okay, dogs can't swim, so it's okay. Let's leave it here for the dogs and get away.
All right, we're almost finished. Fucking hell. What a movie.
They stole our treats, let's get them. Well, that plan kind of fell apart pretty quickly.
This whole movie fell apart pretty quickly.
Did this movie end with a bummer ending?
I'm not sure, from what I remember.
When did you see this, a couple of years ago?
I only saw this last year.
What was it for, 31 Days of Horror or Junesploitation?
It was for 31 Days of Horror. Oh, okay. For my animal attack dog.
Oh, okay.
From what I remember. Oh, look, the dogs are going downstream.
Whee! I don't remember this scene in the River Wild. Talk about forgotten 90s movies.
Man, Meryl Streep's a great actor. She's playing a German Shepherd now.
Is that it? Oh, no, okay. I thought that was the end.
Credits.
Oh, jeez.
Nature is healing.
Yeah.
Got rid of all the humans and the... But and the dogs are like, who's going to feed us now? We don't know how to hunt.
Poor doggos. I mean...
That'd be Freddy.
Are you kidding me? He knows how to kill other animals to eat food.
All the poor fish in the aquarium are like, hello?
I need my food.
Well, if rats can jump at people, the fish will just jump out at it.
Those rats took off the alfoil, for fuck's sake. I think they can manage. Animals were here long before us, and they're going to be here long after us. Ah!
That puma is dead.
Is it, though? Did all the animals just drop dead now?
Yep.
Why?
They all got really angry.
The ozone layer, Marcy. The ozone layer killed them.
This is stupid!
It made them angry.
So all the animals in the world are dead.
Well, not all the animals in the world, just in this one area, because this red mountain is closer to the ozone layer, apparently.
Fucking movie. Fucking hell.
We're gonna be saved. I could be B. Grey Shelley Winters in another movie now.
We don't want her to be. We want the real Shelley Winters.
Well, all the animals are dead. The Charles Bronson convention can continue now.
Yeah, that's all I really wanted was the Charles Bronson convention. Like, I didn't need anything else, ever.
Aw, all these poor animals.
Yeah, I don't
all like they wanted this. Was love and to kill humanity.
I don't like this. This is mean.
I'm sorry, Charles Bronson came through town and killed all the animals and all the humans. Because they all killed my families. See, we should be wearing outfits like this in the pandemic.
Bede, how much for the Patreon for you to put on that outfit?
It'll be at least 23 more subscribers.
We haven't hit that joke yet this episode.
And the little girl survived.
And she found out she's an incredible driver.
Oh, we found this little girl. She might be infected. Let's burn her.
Twist ending.
I'm 24 years old. I'm not
it's
six.
Disturbing.
I'm 24, you asshole.
That kid is 80. What planet are you on?
And somehow they survived their whitewater rafting trip. They survived because they ate the German Shepherds. They tasted like Wiener Schnitzel. I just dreamt I was in a movie where Leslie Nielsen fought a bear.
Ugh, bloody hell. So.
Nature is not healing now.
Who's still alive, that dude? And that
they're all alive.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm alive, so is my hair. This is great news.
Yeah, but he still lost his hat.
Yep,
I love that hat.
That hat had one day left to retirement, fuck's sake.
That hat came off my head and fought those German shepherds to the death.
He got that hat off a Charles Bronson movie. Uh-oh.
And Werner Herzog Bird is like, my revenge! I will have my revenge!
Coming soon, Day of the Animals Part 2, Electric Boogaloo.
And coming up next is Bog.
Something about a tarantula, killer fish, werewolf of Washington, and Bermuda Triangle.
Indeed.
Apparently. Anyway, indeed. That's the film.
Yes.
That
concludes.
That concludes Bede's pick for this week. Next week, however, Thanks, we will be... Yes. You're never choosing again. I'm kidding.
No.
Next episode, however, it will be our Patreon voted pick for a horror film for October. And you'll have to wait and see what that one is. And then when we are back after that, I believe it's Batch's pick after the Patreon. So who knows what he's going to do. But yeah, we've got some really weird shit in store for you for October.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to be very horrifying this month.
Oh, spooky.
But yes, but I hope all of our listeners enjoyed this episode of the To Be Tuesdays podcast.
And the three that are listening to.
Exactly.
They're all still listening. thank you both, Marcy and Batch, for being great co-hosts, as always.
You're welcome.
And Marcy, where can people find us on the internet this week?
As always, you can find us at supermarcy.com. You can also find us on the Facebooks at facebook.com/thesupernetwork, or you can join the group at facebook.com/group/thesupernetworkgroup. You can find us on Twitter at twitter.com/sm_supernetwork. We are on the Instagrams, the.super.network. We are on the TikToks under the Super Network. Excuse me. We are on the YouTubes under the Super Network, or you can look up Super Marcy or Bead, and you'll probably find our channel there as well, but everything is in the show notes. You can find us at all the major streaming platforms for podcasts, and if you listen to us on one, please give us a rating and review, and we'd love to read them out on the show. And
5 stars.
5 stars only. We don't allow one. And if you want to find me personally, if you want to find me personally, I'm at twitter.com/supermarcy or super_marcy on Letterboxd.
Indeed. And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me every Tuesday on Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, a part of the Pop4D network, where me and the one, the only Mr. Mark Chevalier recap classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to the present day, as well as do commentary tracks for Spidey 67. We do occasional stuff like Marvel Team-Up. So if you love Spider-Man, if you want to have a few laughs, come join us, because as this week, we do the classic Death of Gwen Stacy issues of The Amazing Spider-Man. So this week and next week. You can find me on my social media at Multiverse5 on the Instagrams and the Twitter. And make sure to follow the Pop4D Instagram, Twitter, and the Facebook group for Achievement War. Because me and for the Mark Chevalier and Marcy, for the month of October, are participating in an Xbox Achievement War. Winner highest score wins. Anything goes, and it's open to all the listeners, too. So make sure you join the Pop4D group on Facebook for all the latest updates of Achievement War if you'd like to join.
Yes, and we'll be shit-talking for the rest of this month about it.
Now, if people want to find me personally, they can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/Vegemite, or my personal writer's page on Facebook at facebook.com/TerribleAussie, and also you can find all my writings over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns. But also, mainly, I go to both my Twitter and also my Letterboxd account, which is letterboxd.com/Vegemite, and you'll see all my thoughts and mini reviews for all the films I'm watching as part of my 31 Days of Horror this month. So keep a lookout for all of those. And yep, that'll be a wrap on this episode of the To Be Tuesdays podcast. Once again, I hope you all really enjoyed this one. And Marcy's been super, I've been terrible, and Batch is gonna smoke some more wedding poop.
Yes. Pretty much. 5 stars.
5 stars. So we'll see you all later, everybody. See you, everyone. Bye.
I'm running this camping trip! Belleville's god, that's a god I believe in!
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.